This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storms are increasingly likely in the Caribbean Sea, and another one could pose a threat to parts of Central America this weekend or early next week. In the wake of Hurricane Ian's devastating strike in Florida, the Atlantic hurricane season still has a little less than 2 months remaining, including the typically active month of October. The latest energy buildup, known to meteorologists as INVEST-91L, is headed toward Windward Islands, just north of the coast of South America. Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter, according to a letter sent by his lawyer to Twitter's legal team and was submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission. According to the letter, Musk has agreed to proceed in closing the transaction in accordance with the April 25th merger agreement and pay $54.20 per share. Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management CEO Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
And I got out of this mess because I didn't want to be involved with this mess, and I'm grateful I did. I lost a little money, but this is a mess. It's really not great for Elon. That said, I'm glad that it's going to come to a conclusion, and hopefully, as a Tesla investor, we can get back to focusing on the most exciting company in the world.
The United States and South Korea held joint live-fire military drills in response to North Korea's long-range ballistic missile test that caused alarm in Japan as it flew over the island country on Tuesday. Officials in Seoul apologized after a South Korean missile failed and crashed near the coastal town of Gangneung during one of the live drills on Wednesday. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge on Major League Baseball TV hit his 62nd home run of the season on Tuesday, breaking Roger Maris's American League record set in 1961. USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. startup company SpinLaunch, the company that aims to catapult payloads into space with minimal rocket fuel, has just passed a massive test at Spaceport America in New Mexico on September 27th. The company launched a NASA payload into the sky before recovering it and inspecting the contents to see how it did after being spun around its suborbital accelerator at 10,000 Gs and launching the projectile at 5,000 miles per hour. World trade in goods is set to slow down lower than previously expected next year, raising the risk of a global recession, a new forecast from the World Trade Organization predicts. With the surge in energy costs and rising interest rates weakening household demand, exports and imports should increase by just 1% in 2023. That's down from a previous forecast of 3.4%. One of the most brilliant medical minds in America is facing a push from the newly created cancel culture in the United States.
The Board for Detroit Public Schools Community District wants to cancel Dr. Ben Carson. Members are again looking at removing his name from the Benjamin Carson High School of Medicine and Science. Chalkbeat Detroit reports school board members said they must respond to complaints about its namesake's connections to the Trump administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. We got the former Fox News commentator, best-selling author John Gibson, who joins us now. We're going to be talking about his new book, Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery, amongst other things that I'm sure that John can't help but talk about. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I've seen you for many years, appreciated all your hard work as a Fox News commentator, TV news reporter. I mean, you've done it all. I mean, you've even been out there hanging around in hurricanes. Of course, you probably missed this one, didn't you, just for fun?
I sure did miss it. I'm watching it on TV, but I'm not in the middle of it.
Yeah, don't you know? You're amazed to watch some of these, I guess, young whippersnappers out there. Although a couple of guys aren't all that young and whipping and snapping, but they're out there just burying their entire bodies in 70, 80, 90 mile an hour winds. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're trying to prove, as they're trying to go Matrix half the time, dodging branches off of trees and metal parts off of automobiles. I mean. It's like hysterical.
Well, it's like a career maker, If you,
is that what it is?
When you're young and you're trying to make a mark, if you can pull a Dan Rather and be hanging on to a lamppost while the wind's blowing you around, that's probably going to help you out as you continue to work in that business. For me, yeah. It was the OJ trial. That was the thing that I was able to break through on, but. A lot of times, hurricanes are a reporter's savior.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of O.J.'s trial, of course, that brings to mind your first novel, which I think is quite interesting. I mean, here you are. You're dealing with hard news, and maybe you need an outlet. So you go from, from nonfiction to fiction, and your first book is O.J.'s Knife.
Yeah. Well, part of it is... the industry kind of retired me. I got to that age where they're like, yeah, you've had 50 years, so why don't you do something else? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, fine. I'll write these novels. And one of the stories that was sticking in my mind and had for 20-some years was that they never found O.J.'s knife. The mm-hmm. cops never found it, and they thought he dumped it at the airport at LAX, and it got taken out to a landfill, never to be seen again. So my story picks up with two guys at the airport who find the backpack with the knife in it, mm-hmm. and they intend to return it to OJ. He's a hero to them. Mm-hmm. And the next day he's arrested, and now they don't know what to do because they realize they have the murder weapon. And that's where my reporter protagonist, Mickey Judge, comes in because he's he's trying to get in on the story. He works for NBC, and they got other people covering the story, and he's trying to get in on it. So he's chasing that knife. It would be a giant break if he could find that knife. In the new one, Death in the Reeds, this is about a real deal. At the start of the Iraq War, the Iraq National Museum was looted by hundreds of
looters. I remember. Exactly.
Yeah, and they stole thousands and thousands of items. Well, one of them was a priceless antiquity called The Lioness and the Nubian Boy. And for the purposes of my book, I changed it to Death in the Reeds. It's a little plaque that decorated a throne 3,000 years ago, and it shows a lioness killing a young boy. And there's one in the British Museum. There was one in the Iraq Museum. There's only two in the world. They're 3,000 years old. They're very beautiful. And so someone stole it. No one knows who. It's never been recovered. And so in my story, I have a fictional thief stealing it, making his way out of Iraq, taking it into the Western world to sell it for many millions of dollars. And it winds up in San Francisco, where Mickey Judge's former girlfriend is trying to sell it to one of these tech billionaires. She's got stars in her eyes about millions of dollars commissions. And, you know, it's a cursed object. So anyway, Mickey Judge gets in this big adventure and people die and they're trying to kill him. And it's a nice little yarn, Death in the Reeds by John Gibson, which you can find on Amazon.com.
Of course, and we'll link it on our website as well. And John, this is it's interesting because, you know, in reading your books, I mean, you have a certain style. Now, did you always know that you were gifted to, you know, write like this? I mean, it's one thing to write hard news and do reporting like you did, but to write, you know, novels, I mean, this is a different type of genre altogether.
Well, it is. I mean, when I was in, 13, 14 years old in class, they assigned us to write a story. And then the teacher said, I'm going to read you the best story of the day. And when he read the first line, I realized it was my story.
Right.
And I always wanted to be a writer. Well, I needed to have a job, and I became a news writer. Well, you write a minute and a half long story. It's a page and a half. It's, 90 seconds. And yeah, you wonder, could I ever write a book? A book is 300 pages. So my first three books were nonfiction books. And I learned that if you took a subject and made it a chapter, if you had 10 chapters, 10 different subjects, and that you could write 30 pages on those 10 subjects,
then you
have a 300-page book. So I did that a couple times. I realized, well, this isn't that hard. And then I thought, well, I want to write novels. And so let's sit down and I'll make chapters. I'll make scenes. I'll make characters. Do all that stuff and see what we got. Now, in the end, I mean, I'm looking at this one. They're not very long. I mean, this thing is 200 and it's just 300 pages. I wrote one that's unpublished. The publishers hate it. That was about 600 pages. And obviously that was too long. But these two, are more manageable length and more manageable to write and more manageable to read. And there's a third one that I'm finishing and I have the idea for a fourth one and I hope to be able to do one of these a year for the next, as King Charles said, for whatever time I have left.
Exactly. So Mickey Judge will continue to live on?
Oh, yeah.
In infamy?
Mickey Judge is, in the final days of my broadcasting career, I did a lot of interviews with authors. And, I was talking to Jack Carr, who writes those thrillers, and I said,
yes, exactly, right.
You know, Michael Connelly's character, Bosch, he gets older. He ages. I said, are you going to have your character age? He goes, no. He's going to be the same age all the time.
Sure. Why not?
So Mickey Judge is, he's going to age a little bit, and maybe I'll go back to when he was younger, and then I'll go forward to when he was older. I don't know. Look, the thing about...
Well, it's the power of the pen, and it's in your hands. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from John after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
minutes after the top of the hour. We're back with you. Yes, we're talking with the infamous John Gibson, the one and only former Fox News commentator, best-selling author. His new book, Death in the Reeds, Mickey Judge Ministry. Ministry, look at this. I'm already putting a cloth on him. Mickey Judge Mystery. And as we were saying before the break, that he will continue in infamy here.
Well, you know, as you know from your history in broadcasting, people tend to change jobs. Sometimes it's because they're moving on to a better job, more money, bigger city, something like that, but go to the network, whatever. Sometimes they get fired, and they move on. And so Mickey Judge is a guy who is constantly getting fired. He's always getting in trouble, opening his big mouth, doing something he's not supposed to do. He gets suspended. He gets fired. He moves on. He goes from San Francisco to L.A. to New York to Dallas. And he is constantly, he'll be at a place for a couple of years. And then finally he will have kicked off somebody so bad they blow him up and send him on his way. This is a device by which I let him solve mysteries. Since he's not working right now on day-to-day stories, he gets involved in some adventure. And, you know, he's kind of like, I mean, you know what it's like in newsrooms and TV stations and radio stations. A lot of weird people show up in those places. And,
what is it about that? There's no question. I mean, you know, 50 years in broadcasting, there's a host of characters that have come along, you know, and, it's comical because when we get together, everybody knows everybody's stuff, you know, even though some people try and act like they're mysterious and that. But I remember telling a group at an LA radio station, I said, you're not hiding anything. You know, everybody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I was a kid. My dad was a news photographer. And I was, like, I don't know, 10, 12 years old. I remember this guy was an announcer and, you know, was on the air. And in a small station, he also ran the board and did all this stuff. And I remember him saying, I have a full checkbook and a full ink pen. I'm a rich man. He would kite checks all over town. He'd write bad checks. It stuck with me. There's kind of some odd people in here. And and since then, you know, I worked in local news a long time, worked in San Francisco a long time. You know, then went to to NBC and then MSNBC and then Fox. And, you know, there's quite a trail of characters along the way.
Yes.
And probably people think I was one of them.
You have to be because you're swimming with sharks, and if you aren't a shark yourself, you're not going to survive. You're going to be chum bait.
That's right, and you've got to be a little bit of a nut to sit and talk into a microphone to millions of people you can't see, or to talk into a piece of glass to millions of people who are watching you can't see. I got to tell you a funny story. You'll think this is funny. Maybe the audience won't. But I have a friend who's been a long-time newspaper reporter and, a real good one. And he got all excited because he got this Internet TV show. And last night was the first one. And he wanted me to watch. And I was trying to tell him, you know, you need to know a few things. No, no, I got it. He gets on the air and starts interviewing the guy. The guy walks out. And he sits there, staring into the camera, not knowing what to do, not able to utter a word, total deer in the headlights. And I sat watching this disaster unfold, and I thought of all the people I know, you'd be one of them, who would have immediately said, well, so-and-so just walked out on me. Let me tell you why he did it. Because I was asking about something he didn't want to talk about. Let me tell you what it was and go on for 15 minutes. But this guy was so humiliated by the moment he couldn't speak. That is not the kind of person that you commonly find in TV and radio operations. The people you commonly find is, you put me on the air, and I'm going to talk. If I have somebody there to talk to, great. If I don't, that's fine. I'll do it anyway. And it takes a special kind of person to do that.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Sometimes I used to have a friend that said that oftentimes what he felt that occurred is that he was talking in a microphone and maybe somebody would pick up a tin can and put it to their ear and they might be listening to his radio show. You know.
Well, yeah. When I was on MSNBC, I zeroed the network one day. We got the numbers back, and it was zero. And my mother had already died, so I knew my mother wasn't watching. But, yeah, there are times where, in television or radio where, you're pretty sure nobody is listening or nobody is watching, and you're surprised to find out somebody was.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, anyway, about radio, maybe I might be getting into the weeds because I started in the programming end of it all. And it wasn't until, several years down the road, I read the small print in the ratings. They used to call them the ARB ratings. And it said, it's an estimate. The plus or minus air factor was that like 38%. You imagine that?
Yeah.
And I said, you got to be kidding me. We're hiring and firing people based on a 38% plus or minus, rating, air rate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ridiculousness of this whole situation. So, nowadays it just takes a lot of luck and more than a pretty face, I guess, huh?
Well, in the early days of Fox, when they were trying to get anybody to watch and a small number was a kind of a hit, they would look at the ratings every day. They came out at 4 o'clock and they'd say, what were you doing yesterday? I had a 5 o'clock show. They'd say, what were you doing yesterday at 5:15? It was the crime story. Do it again today.
Mm-hmm.
It showed a pop in the numbers yesterday. So do it again today. And what we learned over the years was we'd get on a story and hit it and hit it and hit it every day because it was showing numbers. And then one day the bottom would fall out. We went one day too long. And oops, okay, that's over. Let's move on. We did. Yeah. At MSNBC, we did Princess Diana for a year.
She
had been dead and buried for a year, and we were still doing it because it showed some life in the ratings.
Wow, that's incredible. I remember I was working at KRLA in Los Angeles after Elvis died. For 2 years, we had a full hour dedicated to Elvis music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, some of those things have life and they continue on. John, we got about 2.5 minutes left here. And I did wanted to address one of your early books because it is so, I think, so appropriate for where we are today, particularly here in America. And that is How the Left Swift Boated America. And it happened then and it continues to this day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. By swift boated, I was trying to use that phrase of the time. It's kind of lost its meaning because it's been so long. But the idea was that, the left was trying to convince America that conservatives and the right and right-wing political figures were evil and were stupid and were leading the country to disaster, while at the same time they were doing exactly the same thing from a different direction.
Without a doubt. John Gibson, the former Fox News commentator, best-selling author, his latest novel, Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, John, thanks a million. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. startup company Spin Launch, the company that aims to catapult payloads into space with minimal rocket fuel, has just passed a massive test at Spaceport America in New Mexico on September 27th. The company launched a NASA payload into the sky before recovering it and checking it out and making sure everything was okay. It was sent into the sky by the suborbital accelerator. It spins it at 10,000 G's and launches the projectile at 5,000 miles per hour. Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
He's paying the highest price possible. He's trying to get debt at the worst time possible. He's basically being forced to buy this company. It's not like he changed his heart. I think his lawyers just told him he was going to lose.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Joe Biden has expressed to Al Sharpton, another, says he plans to run for president in 2024. And I don't know if he's just getting another slip of the tongue or what, but this is exactly what Al Sharpton is saying, that Joe Biden had revealed to him. And maybe part of that ambition or desire to keep to maintain the Oval Office is that maybe he can keep some control over the Hunter Biden laptop issue. I don't know if you saw that interview last night with Tony Bobulinski and Tucker Carlson. Again, revealing, and the evidence is quite clear. And you can't help but wonder, this cabal that has been brought to us by the FBI, none other. Dr. Riley is with us now. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. What about you?
Hey, not bad, all things considered. I mean, I'll tell you, we're very fortunate here in the east side of Florida, the lower east side. A little bit of wind, minor issues, couple tornadoes, that's it. Nothing like what hit the west coast, and these people are just going to be without without power, without homes, and of course, without family members as well. I mean, it was just an absolute tragedy that hit our state.
Yeah, no, it's pretty unfortunate. I mean, I'm a Midwestern guy, so I've never really lived in one of the hurricane zones. But I mean, Jane and I sent some money, and you definitely look at the pictures, and you do see almost the power of nature. I mean, whole cities that are beaten to the ground and so on. I mean, people are now saying that some of the barrier islands that were very heavily occupied might not be, you were sort of resettled by man for a couple of years. So it definitely, I mean, looks devastating.
Right. Well, you know, from time to time, these natural disasters occur, and each time they're equally devastating. And the thing is that is encouraging is America comes together as Americans for the most part. You know, I think we had something like at some point. Well, I think we had something like 36 states come down into Florida helping out. Helping with the rescue efforts and that. I mean, this is what Americans do. I mean, which is, you know, I think brings out the better angels in all of us when this happens.
Yeah, ideally. I mean, you also see the reverse of that, especially in the large urban areas where, I mean, you saw people looting pretty quickly and you saw DeSantis, you know, issuing his warning to looters and so on. But yeah, I mean, when you see, the one that comes to my mind is that the governor, again, Ron DeSantis, apparently worked with sort of the phone operators and linemen's union. So they had 42,000 guys.
Right.
And again, this was from different states, but they were kind of lined up military fashion, getting ready to go bring back sort of the light, like the telecommunications, electricity, so on throughout the state, just sort of rolling out all day from different bases. And it's hard not to be touched when you look at stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what good leadership does. And DeSantis, you know, to the disdain I get it of some political operatives, you know, the hairs on the back of their neck are raised up a little bit. But look, you've got to acknowledge leadership, good leadership when it happens. And I know the people here in Florida are grateful to this governor for what he's done in taking on this job, because we know there's been other experiences over the years, but it would seem that the people here and all the people were involved took history to account and learned our lessons. And boy, I mean, this just I don't know how much better a job they could have done, Will.
Yeah, I mean, you can like DeSantis or not, and I do like DeSantis. I mean, DeSantis is the guy I would vote for as of right now in 24. But I mean, there's no real denying that he's competent at governing, which is a unique skill that not everyone has.
Right.
I mean, looking at the Biden White House, or for that matter, the Trump White House, I mean, you'll fairly often see problems that are just there not being handled for a fair period of time. And I think Ron DeSantis has really avoided that label. Now, you are seeing kind of the reverse thing happen, where because he is pretty competent, because we have a presidential election coming up, everyone assumes correctly that he's running. So you're seeing these political attacks begin with the goal of somehow smearing the guy. I mean, so there was an allegation that he was wearing a Ron DeSantis campaign shirt while he was handing out food. And, I mean, DeSantis just sort of said, well, look, I mean, I am Ron DeSantis. Like, I've run into 20 of these campaigns. I have a lot of these shirts around. I'm not going to wear a suit to do this. And I mean, that story kind of vanished. I mean, you're gonna, every sort of thing like this. I mean, it turns out his wife has a background as a businesswoman, so she administers one of the state funds, you know, emergency aid. And people are now asking, is she giving this aid first to people she knows? And again, it's sort of, well, she's the first lady. So anyone who's well known in business in Florida, she probably would have encountered. I mean, she's not giving it to her relatives. But you're going to consistently see these sort of semi-scandals, the kind of stuff that they tried to get on Jeb Bush. I mean, someone who doesn't really have anything in their background. But this sort of stuff's going to come up for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And, of course, you know, what the vice president had to say was equally disgusting in bringing up some sort of race card and talking about equity and money being handed out. Well, I tell you, I don't know of any news or any reports of first responders asking people as they went to save them, are you a Republican or Democrat, before they offered them any services.
Yeah, the wild thing about that statement from Kamala Harris, I mean, I'm fairly friendly with Christina Pasha, who's Ron DeSantis' former press lead. She's now running a couple of different things within the state. But, I mean, the on-the-record comment from everyone in Florida is, well, that's not really happening. Like, what happens with these disaster funds is that they're released to the state, and we have a pretty diverse team. I mean, DeSantis is Italian. I think he's number 2 or 3 man. It's a certain general who's black, a lot of Hispanic participation. But the people that are actually administering the funds aren't distributing them based on race or party at all. right? The multiracial, right, bipartisan coalition, like you usually see with these disasters. So the question with Harris is, why would she say that? And the kind of weird answer is that she seems to have been pretending to have been racist for clout. Like, there's still a demand on at least the left side of the Democratic Party for these equity policies. So Harris is kind of coming out and saying, well, of course, we're doing that here. But then the people in the state are saying, well, no, we're not. There's no logical way to do that. I mean, cities like Miami are totally integrated. I mean, they're, you know, Haitian neighborhood, Cuban neighborhood, but they're next to each other. So
exactly.
I don't get why that was said. Well, I do get why that was said, but there seems to be very little evidence that that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's shocking for people because that's not in their heart. And this is a hard issue. And Kamala Harris exposed herself when she made that statement. And this is why it was such a shock to people here in Florida. It's like, well, who came up with that? Who thinks like that? We're just thinking about helping people. We're not looking at the color of their skin and thinking, oh, well, because they're black, you know, we're supposed to have more compassion for them versus somebody who is white or of another ethnic background. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, and, you know, so, you know, out of your heart, it is what you speak. And I think Kamala Harris should take this to heed and consider what she holds in her heart, that she would express something like this that's so outlandish. I mean, it might be one thing to think it for just a moment, but to speak it out loud, you know, as we, and the reason I say think it, because look, nobody's claiming perfection here. We don't always get our thoughts connected correctly, and sometimes we speak ahead of, you know, really thinking about what we say, and I'll give that to her, even though she doesn't know the difference between North and South Korea. You know, bless her heart. I hope she can get her act together, because after all, I mean, she's the vice president of our country, Will.
Yeah, I mean, well, you kind of see why Kamala Harris was polling at 2% with a lot of these things. I mean, Kamala Harris was picked because Biden needed a female black West Coast Democrat. So, I mean, that was there wasn't a pool of them. It was basically just that choice.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna pick the woman that accused me of being a racist during one of the primary debates.
I don't know how
that box came up, but yeah, that little box was her, and she's the one now. And Lord have mercy, like I said, we just we pray for Kamala Harris that she can get connected, you know. And soon, please. You're the Vice President of the United States. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley right after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, Dr. Wilfred Riley from Kentucky. The bluegrass side, I'll tell you, there's nothing like the bluegrass of Kentucky. And I didn't know that, Will, until I was able to work in Lexington for about 5 years off and on. And what beautiful country. Wow, just gorgeous.
Yeah, Lexington's a great city. I mean, the drive between Frankfort and Lexington, actually, I mean, I lived in downtown Frankfort, is through kind of the horse racing heartland of the USA. So you'll be going along and you'll see these farms full of thoroughbred horses just running around with the 2 12-foot-high fences so the horses can't jump over them and so on. It's definitely a pleasant place.
Yes. Well, I was in awe of the facilities for the horses. I mean, air conditioned. I mean, they were palatial estates. You go, wow, what a house. Mike Reagan, this is not a house. That's a barn. That's for the horses. I said, wow, this is just unbelievable. Yeah.
But
big money there.
Joke, if you know any college men, I mean, like some of the guys at K-State that play some football or whatever have worked as horse grooms. And the joke is the horses live better than the staff. I mean, they definitely, yeah. I mean, you'll have like heated mash for the horses 3 times a day. I mean, there's a groom that lives in a room in the barn that'll walk the horses and brush the horses. I mean, they definitely have kind of a pampered favorite daughter life. But again, if they're any good, they bring in millions. So they're treated as though they are
exactly.
Investment.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, I do want to talk about what's going on with the FBI and this Hunter Biden expose. Tony Bobulinski was on Fox last night again. It had been a while. And the revelation of information that a trove of information that he gave to Tim Tebow with the FBI, who's no longer there, and Bobulinski says he doesn't know where the information, all the emails, everything, the trove of data and proof and evidence that the Biden family is up to their earlobes in corruption.
Yeah, I mean, I have a conventional right-leaning take on the Hunter Biden story, which is just that it is what it looks like. I mean, we've seen these crazy attempts to block the story almost from any mainstream coverage whatsoever. I mean, your viewers know all this, but you know, when the laptop originally came to light, the claim was that this was somehow Russian disinformation. The Ruskies had dug up these pictures of Hunter somewhere. They were deep fakes. And we've seen the same kind of lying continue for the past couple of years. Each new video that comes out, I mean, there was one where Hunter Biden was weighing an ounce of pure cocaine. I mean, he literally has a digit down, like high school drug dealers type scale, and he's putting rocks of coke on it. There's a Russian woman with him. And the claim is that each one of these is a fake or somehow allegedly edited a la Project Veritas, which, by the way, doesn't edit that much either. But, I mean, the reality, if you just go to Reddit or WikiLeaks or whatever and look at some of the Hunter Biden videos, I mean, Hunter Biden is obviously intimately involved with prostitutes, some of whom look pretty young. I wouldn't advise watching all the clips. You know, he's obviously using and potentially selling, you know, ounce-level amounts of drugs, an ounce of cocaine, I think is a Class A felony. And I think the thing that people care about with this is that it's not just Hunter Biden. I mean, as Bob Alinsky's pointed out, there was an entire small but successful company that Hunter set up. There are all of these other guys that have been Hunter's business partners. There's, I mean, almost everyone that I know in business analytics thinks that the bag man, the guy who's getting 10%, is Joe Biden. So, I mean, there's a pretty significant scandal here where the president's famous older son is using and maybe selling cocaine and consorting with prostitutes, and he's doing these sort of sketchy deals, and he's giving his dad a percentage of the money from the sketchy deals. And again, because of what that story is, there's been this hysterical response to it. The new thing seems to be that you're attacking a sick man. You're attacking an addict. I think the Republicans have had enough of it by this point. There's probably going to be an investigation into the Hunter Biden scandal when they take power. The question is whether that's 22 or 24.
Exactly. Well, Delaware has had a grand jury on this for quite a while. No indictment as of yet. But this is one of those stories that will not go away. And it's ironic on its face, Will, because you think about all that Donald Trump went through, and it was a phony dossier. It was opposition research. I mean, this was contrived. And the common denominator in all these cases is the FBI. In one hand, the FBI is doing everything they can to pulverize and invalidate a duly elected president. On the other hand, they're doing everything they can, including talking to Mark Zuckerberg, telling him, hey, look, there's going to be some Russian disinformation, heads up, in other words, wink, wink, kind of what, Barack Obama did with Lois Lerner regarding the Tea Parties, you know, didn't blatantly and overtly come out and say what to do. But the insinuation was quite clear. And that is that they were to tap that information down. It's going to be, regarded as Russian disinformation. That was their language. And Zuckerberg picked it up almost word for word, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I was talking about this with David Gornosky, the podcast host, yesterday. Like, you don't want to range into kind of fringe conspiratorial thinking, but a conspiracy theory at the most basic level, that phrase doesn't mean anything. I mean, that was actually communist language used during the 1950s to kind of distract from the reality of Russian infiltration in the USA. I mean, if someone, you know, Henry Regnery style brought up the fact that there was a network of spies in the USA, we now know after Venona, for example, that was true. The comment was, this guy's crazy. He thinks there are people in Hollywood working for the Russians. And it's kind of the same thing here, where you see, this is also true in the COVID vaccine debate, for example, where there really are two sides to an issue, but you see a lot of people on that mainstream center left, which is now in power, saying, you don't believe what Pfizer says or Moderna says or the U.S. government says? What are you, some kind of wacko? Would those groups lie? Yeah. And, I mean, as someone who was a student radical and during the kind of rave era and who knew people that had done this before the 1960s, some of my mentors were followed around by COINTELPRO. The answer is, well, yes, of course the government would lie. Ask an Indian. The government lies all the time. You know, so you need to demonstrate to me that some of this stuff is true. And I guess kind of getting back to the point, yes, the major claims that were made against Trump by what you could call the deep state of the government, these officials one level below cabinet appointee positions, deputy director of this and that,
Yeah, they were all complete nonsense. I mean, Russiagate was complete nonsense. The Steele dossier was just a bunch of bar talk about women kissing each other and peeing on beds. Gross stuff in a lot of cases. That was not what it was presented as being. And the Hunter Biden thing essentially is what it looks like and what it was originally presented as being. And there's a huge amount of chaff coming up right now to try to distract from that. But we've all seen the videos. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, then the cherry on top is that you got somebody like Bob Alinsky, who is he served our country, a naval officer. He, you know, achieved many awards in defending our country and very well medaled and honored. And he is a man of credibility. And on top of that, he's got evidence. He's got emails. He's got notice. He was in the room. He was literally in the room with the then Vice President of the United States. And he saw the inner workings. And I guess, you know, why some of this is coming out the way it has is that, which was noted last night in this conversation with Tucker, is that Hunter, worked a backdoor deal. Said he was going to, you know, here's this deal, brought him in, brought Bob Alinsky in, into the Biden family enterprise, and then found a way to circumvent any kind of payment to Bob Alinsky. And so kind of shafted him out of, you know, millions of dollars. And it doesn't seem like Bob Alinsky is all that offended, you know, but yet I couldn't help but sense there is some offense, you know, that somebody like Hunter would do that to him. You know, you just don't do that. You know, first of all, you're breaking the law. And then on top of that, then you shaft your partners. That's worse yet, you know.
Yeah, I think Bob Alinsky, the impression I get from him is that he's, again, basically telling the truth. He's kind of disgusted mm-hmm. by what went on with the breach of trust there. You know, the statute of limitations, his role is pretty limited. I mean, he doesn't think there's any legal risk. So if, you know, one of the top talk show hosts calls him up and says, do you want to talk about this? I don't think he has any reason to say no. What I get from this, well, I talked to James O'Keefe from Project Veritas once, and he said, well, we do some light editing on our tapes, but what's there is basically what's there. Like, you can hear people's voices. You could contact us and request the full unedited version if you want to. So what you have to understand is that these are essentially reality. And what you're seeing is an attempt by the media to claim that obvious reality is fiction. And I think that that's probably essentially true. It's certainly true with Hunter Biden, where we have the computer, and the full contents of the computer have been uploaded to Reddit and WikiLeaks and so on down the line. So we know what happened. So when Bob Alinsky comes out, I mean, really, all you have to do is check whether his dates match with the email calendar that's online. This isn't really a mystery. It's a situation that's being intentionally confused in IMHO, as they say.
Yes. without a doubt. Well, the story will continue. And, of course, that gives us more time to have with Dr. Wilfred Riley when he is available. Always appreciate his insight and input. He is, of course, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. He's got a new book coming up, too, pretty soon that we'll be talking about, no doubt. Thank you, Will. Take care.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime.